So amazing. We had Brian Wayne, who is a songwriter, stop by the studio this week, and Big D's eating. And all I hear in my ear is, what are you eating?
You like that?
What is
that? Reese's Pieces.
Wow. All right, so Brian Wayne came by. He is battling ALS, and he had this really crazy idea. Because it does take your motor skills away, and it eventually takes your voice away, and then eventually you won't be able to breathe. He said, you know what? I want my voice to be heard. I'm a songwriter, but I want my kids to hear my voice singing my songs. So he did an album in the studio. It's incredible. And his entire conversation is at the end of this podcast. It is going to move you. Like we had a definite moment in here, and we hope that you stick around to the end of the podcast to hear Brian Wayne and his story.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Shout out to Patrick because, you know, he is the one who actually sang and wrote the podcast theme. And it's highly underrated. In the world of podcasts, that's a great podcast theme. And it's just something that needs to be said. It just needs to be said. I mean, New Gold. Oh, no, I don't have it there. Oh, man, what a fail. What a fail. Big D?
I'm just going to let you sit in this.
Well, good. I'm going to just sit here until I find the one. I thought I had it loaded up, and I don't
even remember us getting a gold this week.
There's like two or three of them we got.
This week? I thought it was last week.
Well, this one, I've kind of been holding off, you know, for...
Stockpiling.
Yeah, because you got to debut them. I'm ready now. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's the most meh mummy you've ever heard in your life. Egyptian mummy of a priest or something like that, whatever it is. They found the mummy and they did a CAT scan to see exactly what was inside of the mummy, like how preserved it was. And its larynx was in perfect condition. So they said, well, let's make a larynx designed exactly like his through the magic of science. And they reproduced his voice.
But when Bubba said that they reproduce his voice before I heard it, I was like, oh, he's like going to like say hello.
Yeah.
Like have some kind of conversation.
Yeah, all we get is.
It's like he's so not interested.
I mean, that could be a bird for all I know.
Yeah, good point. So a lot of big things have been happening around here. We had a great guest today. Maren Morris was on the show. Hopefully you'll be like excited. Like we were whenever the baby comes. And she, I think, was receptive to me delivering the baby. She didn't like, because I said, I'm not saying I want to deliver your baby, but she didn't say no. Like she didn't say anything weird, like, stay away from me, you fruitcake. You want to deliver my child? What?
Why would you want to deliver her child?
I just want to deliver a child.
Well, I would suggest delivering someone that you don't know's child. Because then you'll always look at them like,
No, because you don't look at your wife that way, and you were in the room when she had her baby.
I didn't look at any of that.
You did, too. You didn't look. You didn't watch your children be born. I mean, it's a miracle.
No, it's a no.
What?
No, I did not.
You did. You were in the room, and you didn't watch.
No.
You didn't even watch, like, a head crown?
Of course not.
Ugh.
Really?
No. I don't really.
Carson, are you okay?
Gross. No. Ugh.
It's amazing.
Sure.
You know what's amazing? What? How they make sausage. That's amazing.
You know what's amazing? Flight. Like
I don't know. Childbirth is pretty crazy.
Listen, we get
crazy,
it.
Crazy, yeah. Gross. Absolutely.
It's the right thing to say. I get what you're saying. It's beautiful, but it's nasty, and I don't want to watch it. So, there.
Okay. Hey, big shout out to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Patrick, yeah, I think now's a good time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. I do have to mention them because without them, the podcast would have no real meaning. So thank you, O'Reilly, for giving us all the meaning in the world. And I'm very excited about who Patrick is trying to get on the show, on the podcast right now. He is dialing. Let me know when so I can try to get this going. This is a big, big, important day.
It's a historic day, man.
Very historic.
It really is. I mean, not even understating it.
Yeah. Sorry. This is what happens when you're sitting here doing stuff live and you're not prepared.
Yeah, we've already seen that. Mm-hmm.
That's not the right number? Oh. Are you kidding me? Ugh, that's the right number.
Maybe because it is such a historic day
Do you have his number?
No, I don't have his number.
You don't have his number?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. Text him and tell him to call us.
I'm joking. Oh. I don't have his number.
Oh.
You asked me and I said no. And you said, number?
Then you said,
so then
yeah,
I changed it to yes. Thinking you would be, oh, you do have his number? Not understanding the joke of, I still don't have his number.
Oh. God, man.
I know.
You're evil. That is evilness.
Okay.
Well, while we figure this all out, Patrick? You're good? Oh, you got him?
What?
Hey, Rob?
Hey.
Hey, it's Big D and Bubba.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. First of all, we just wanted to say happy birthday!
Thank you, guys.
It's British Rob's birthday, Big D.
Oh, for real? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to you, man. And
thank you very much.
On a big day for you guys in
Great Britain.
In Great Britain, as you are leaving.
It is.
The Brexit's happening. This is, for those who don't know, how long has it been that you guys have been part of the EU?
I mean, my history's not great, but it must be 30, 40 years, something like that.
And so now you guys are, like, breaking away, and now you're, like, independent again and what it should be.
Yeah, yeah. So the idea is we are still part of Europe, but we're not part of the EU, which is the political side, sort of the red tape and that kind of stuff.
So you get to call your own shots, basically, is what's going on. From here on out, you guys, you're in charge. You're like your own United States of America over there, not having to listen to other people.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you kicked out. I mean, in fairness, you kicked out the good guys. But yeah, similar situation.
Oh, you get that?
Are you happy?
We kicked out the good guys.
Are you happy for all this?
If I'm perfectly honest, I, like most people, really couldn't care less.
Really?
We're just glad it's over with.
Interesting. Wow.
One way or another, we're just glad it's over. I've got relatives that are very happy tonight. Very happy. They're waving flags and all sorts.
Well, yeah, because you're your own country again. Now, question, did they ever figure out what to do with the Ireland situation?
I don't think so. Nope. No.
So
that'll, a lot of the situation.
That'll be interesting to see what and is Scotland going to do the whole vote again? Are they trying to get back into the EU? Like, there's all kinds of crazy stuff being talked about.
I love British Rob because I think he's hilarious, but also anytime it's just his voice. He says things that wouldn't be funny if we said it.
No.
It's hilarious.
Brilliant.
How's your birthday going?
It's good. I'm actually in an American barbecue style pit place watching NFL at the minute.
Really? What?
Wow.
That's what do you order?
In London. I'm having a brisket smoked for 18 hours.
And
some
chips. Some fries. Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, dude, that's like bread and butter for us. That's I make that almost every other week.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it because I've been eating healthy for a long time.
Yeah, but can you get Mexican food there?
I mean, they'll call it Mexican food.
The worst Mexican food I ever had in my life was in London. It was Mexican food cooked by a French chef in Piccadilly Square in London. And it was horrible.
I think we saw that place.
Oh, it was so bad. Oh, it's Mexican food. Why is the rice green, sir?
Well, they had it was British tacos, but it was shortened to Brit tacos. And it was not the right thing. I don't know. It was crazy.
Well, listen, Rob, we'll let you go, man.
We,
get back to your meal and your Brexit, and happy birthday, and we love you, and
happy
we just
birthday.
Wanted to send you a shout-out because you're the coolest dude ever. British Rob, by the way, designed the 17 logo.
Yeah, the way
he actually did the design for that, so
that's
thank you.
Really sweet.
You're the best, bro.
You're welcome.
All right. See you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Man, that's crazy. He's over there just having brisket.
Watching football.
Brisket watching football? Like legit real football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what football
he's not
is he
having
watching?
Lunch. He's having dinner.
Like what football is he watching?
Yeah, they're just going to be showing old games, right?
You know, like the NFL Network, how they, you know.
Yeah,
just
or maybe gearing play. Up for the Super Bowl?
Oh, he may. Yeah, maybe that.
I mean, there's nothing going on right now.
What are y'all doing for the Super Bowl? Y'all throwing parties and stuff?
I got nothing.
I am going to a friend's house. They're having a party, and they're doing barbecue and the whole thing. And I didn't have a choice. Stacy pretty much told me what was going on because I was thinking that would be a good night to go and hang out at the fire station because people are going to be drunk. People are going to be doing dumb things and having accidents. It should be a good, busy night of, you know.
I would think why I make fun of Bubba a lot for being a firefighter, but you know, because he talks about it all the time. But I would think that would be a fun time to be at the fire station.
Yeah, that's what I was. That
all
was
the
my
dudes
plan.
Sitting around watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
and then the tones drop and you're out the door like a superhero. It's fun. It is. The tones drop and you get that adrenaline rush of what are we going into this time? You know, I don't know. It's fun.
I was more into the watching
but
football.
No, now I have to actually go and watch the game and
like a superhero.
Like it. Yeah. Yeah.
We're just going to let that
go. He just let that go.
Not me. Them.
My favorite, though, then is the Reddit subreddit thing that they have. And it's all about firemen who talk about how that they're firemen. And all the cringy things they do like that. Like, I go out there like a superhero.
We rush in where
the devil dances.
all the t-shirts that they have and the videos they made.
By the way, I wasn't saying all the little cliches and all that.
Oh my! There's a whole. I thought it was just him. No, it's all of them. They all do it, apparently.
Oh,
so
you get,
much so, and everyone makes fun of it, that they've created its own thing.
Its own subreddit.
It's the best.
When you get the decal on the back of your car, I'm just waiting for that day.
Wait, what?
He has the decal on the back of his car.
No, like the one about, like, that, like, I'm a firefighter. Like, they have the, like, more, not just saying, like, hey, here's my little stamp, but the ones, like, where the devil dances.
Oh, it has, like, a little slogan, a little saying of some sort.
Right.
Yeah, we go. We run in when you're running out.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I get you.
All right, y'all done. It's funny because like my son had shown me a shirt that he saw on Instagram, and it was like your daddy, and it was running out of the fire, and it said my daddy, and it had the guy running in. And he goes, "Dad, should I get this?" I went, "No, because your friends will be like, okay, that's dumb." And thank God he didn't get it because y'all would just make fun of him. It wouldn't
make
be just
him.
His
We'd
friends.
Make fun of you for letting him buy that. So what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure if I should go to a bar or wait to see if any of my friends want to host a party. Because I hosted last year and I don't really want to do it again.
It's kind of late to be
not
waiting,
having
plans. Waiting for an invite.
Eh, well, you know. I don't know. Like my friends do stuff at the last minute. I'll just be like, hey, because do you guys want to go do something or do you want to go to your house? And I have a friend who's a really good cook and I may just hit her up and be like, girl, she's the one who makes that cheese dip that I brought in for Patrick.
Yeah.
So I may call her and be like, so you going to have me over for the Super Bowl or what? You going to make some cheese dip? And yeah, she may do that. Otherwise, I don't know. Let's go to the bar.
Bubba, you ever had pork bellies?
Yeah.
Where it's cut up and it looks squares.
Yes. I don't know why in my head when you said that I saw tuna bellies, which are great also, if you've never had that.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do. Smoked pork belly and then cut it up and cube it up and then you kind of get it in sauce.
Is there a lot
get
of fat?
It caramelized. I don't know. I think it's fine. I got to go buy it today. I don't know what the cut's going to be like.
By the way, people are mad at us. There are a bunch of people who are completely incensed and just ticked at us about Egg Bowl this year.
Well, like, what did we do? What?
Okay, exactly. So what? We'll give a little rundown. We do it every year, and we have, for the 20 prior Super Bowls, we have taken two eggs, decorated them up, one for each team, put them in the microwave, set it on like 5 or 6 minutes, and then one will always explode. And the way it works is the eggs predict the winner by the last egg standing. So in other words, the one that blows up loses. And we did the egg bowl today, and boom, boom, almost perfect simultaneous explosions. And we ended up having to do a redo. So we put two new eggs into the microwave, and boom, one blows up. It's the Kansas egg. So now people are like, oh, yeah, how do you know it wasn't the San Francisco egg that blew up the first time? Because what we said is it was so close being a simultaneous explosion that it looks like the Super Bowl is going to go into overtime. So we did the overtime thing, and we had the second eggs go in there. And they're just mad at us because it didn't go out their way. So I went and did a personal review. I sat there with the video, zoomed in as much as I could. And when the second egg explodes, I pop the door to the microwave open. And when we lift the top of the lid off of the eggs, the egg that was secondary, the one that looks like it was the secondary explosion, was the San Francisco egg. So it looks like Kansas City blew up first on both attempts. So the eggs didn't, it was like flipping a coin twice and getting two heads. It still looks like Kansas City blew up first both times. So don't be mad at us for the eggs blowing up and not going the way you want them to. We don't tell the eggs which one to blow up. It's heat, pressure, explosion, boom. That's how it works. So I just had to get it off my chest because I'm still getting stuff. Here's another one. This person got Patrick Mahomes involved. They're like, I demand a redo. We want Patrick Mahomes. And, blah, 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 and they tag him on Twitter and stuff. So now it looks like we're anti-Patrick Mahomes when that's not the case at all.
I also think Patrick Mahomes has things that he's worrying about today other than what happened in our Egg Bowl.
Yeah, but our Egg Bowl's been right. I mean, out of the 20 years.
I mean, also, if you are like, if you're pulling for Kansas City, don't put that in his head then. What an awful idea.
Oh, that's
to
true.
Tag Patrick Mahomes and be like, hey, their Egg Bowl usually is pretty right, and they're saying you're going to lose. I mean, don't put that in his head. That's a bad idea.
And overtime.
Yeah.
Crazy. So again, the eggs have only been wrong 3 out of 20 attempts. That means 17. So we're talking about what? What's the percentage on that? Where's Rayman Patrick? I don't know how to do that. What is that, 15% maybe? Something
yes,
like that?
15. Yes. We'll 13 and a half.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. So they're just not, they're not wrong often. So don't get mad at us if it doesn't turn out the way you want it to be. And who knows? They might be wrong this year twice because of the double explosion. So I don't know. Egg bowl. It's crazy. Video, if you want to see it, you can actually look for it yourself. And you can do freeze frames as well to see which one you think blew up first initially on the first try, and let us know what your findings are. But I'm just telling you what it looks like to me.
Trying to think of what else is going on, man. It's kind of a fast week. We had a lot of things going on.
Well, because we were so busy, we had some great guests. Phil Vassar was astounding. If you caught Phil on the show, he came in and played for 2 hours. Phil Vassar like sang and played piano for 2 hours almost straight, and it was some of the most fun. I mean, people were totally into it. The response for Phil was crazy. People going, oh, I'm going by the album. I bought the album. I did this. I downloaded it. Whatever. Also, we got to discuss Big D's love for mayonnaise. And that is total sarcasm because he despises mayonnaise.
No, I don't like some.
And
mayonnaise.
I thought for all these years that I've known that you didn't like mayonnaise, I thought that it was because you didn't like the taste.
No.
But it's not even that.
No.
You don't even know what it tastes like because your dad planted a seed in your mind when you were like 12 years old and you can't get it out. So that's why.
It's calf slobber to me.
Calf slobber is what his dad
called it. Does that sound like something Larry would say?
Yeah.
Calf slobber.
Yeah, but there's no reason to hate on a condiment because your dad said something silly. Say,
do you guys like avocado?
Yes.
What does he call that?
Nothing, but. I don't know. For some reason, I don't think I like it.
I have a green turd.
And I got one of those little I told you I got into like doing my own sushi rolls,
mm-hmm.
and with the rice paper, because there's one that I like. I don't like raw fish, and I only like the one that has like imitation crab, carrots, and cucumber and shrimp in a little piece of lettuce, and they wrap it up in rice paper, and I like that one. But the one I always get has, I get at the grocery store sometimes, and it's great, and I ate the whole thing. And Kathy goes, you know they had avocado in it, right? I go, no, I didn't. She goes, yeah, look at the other piece. There's another one. Sure enough, there's a little piece of green snot in there.
Yeah, I think you're eating a California roll. I think that's what those are.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's because it's like the little imitation crab stick and avocado and maybe some cucumber in there.
Yeah, cucumber and carrots.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's California roll, which was actually designed to introduce Americans to sushi.
Well, that's me.
That's why it was created. So you're on that slippery slope.
Yes.
Dude, oh, this is good. This is exciting.
But that's how I learned to eat avocado. Was through a California roll.
Really?
I was the same. I had never eaten them. And then
I didn't really taste it.
There's not much. They're one of my top five favorite foods, and yet there's really not that much flavor to an avocado. I just love them.
So I still take it out just because.
Do you?
You take it out?
What?
Yeah. And I get all green goop all over my fingers and
you
stuff.
You take the avocado out of your sushi?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, avocado, it's weird. You know, like when you're a kid and your parents try to encourage you to eat different things. And, you know, you don't want to because you're a kid. You just want, like, chicken fingers and hot dogs. And I was a really picky eater. And then now my mother will see me eat sushi or something like that, or I'll put avocado on a sandwich. And she's like, ugh, you're eating that avocado. And I'm like, have you ever tried it? No. Okay, aren't you the woman that encouraged me to try all these different foods? And now that I did, it's bleh.
Yeah.
Bleh, that's gross.
Like, I have a tater tot.
Yeah, right, like, suddenly she's regressed into being four-year-old
like,
me.
Who doesn't like an avocado?
Me.
I mean, seriously.
I think I do like it, though. I think I really do like it. I don't mind it, I think, because I had it and I didn't mind.
Yeah.
But I think it's a mental. That's why I'm making my own, because I can make it without the avocado in it.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to make. They're hard. They're really.
No, bless you.
The ones you see in the store that are real tight and real well done, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Almost impossible.
You need to come have sushi with me, because I go to a place that a buddy of mine who spends a lot of time in Japan goes to. And he says this is the best.
And I went, Kathy and I went last week. I'm going to tell you that.
They will.
It's unbelievable.
If you sit at the counter, you ask them for, say, hey, do you have the tuna belly? Because that's, I think, what made me think about it a minute ago. Ask him if he has the tuna belly. He fries these tuna bellies up. So while you're watching him make your sushi, he hands you the, oh my God, it's to die for.
Really?
Like, I nibble on it because I want it to last
longer. I know who that's the owner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if I went in there and I was like, hey, like in an off time when they're not busy, and like said, hey, can you show me how to do this?
Yeah, he totally would. He's cool.
Because there's got to be a trick to it. I get takeout Chinese, and I was telling her about it. She loves me. And she said...
Well, once again, Chinese and Japanese, very different.
Thank you, Bob. And I was telling her about that I'm doing sushi. And she goes, oh, you know, because mine's not going very well. So she was like saying, well, you need to put... With the rice paper, it's hard. She goes, because it's not, it's going to, I go, yeah. She goes, put rice down on it first. I'm like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
So it took rice. She goes, that way it, and then you, because I ordered a mat and the whole thing that you roll it with.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got the little specialized mat now?
That bamboo thing.
Little bamboo mat.
I have a friend, occasionally we go out for sushi, and he's super fussy about it. And so, like, where you and I would get a California roll with that imitation crab stick. He'll be like, no, 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 I'll pay extra. I want real crab in it.
Yeah.
And I go, do you care? Is it really that? I mean,
because that imitation crab is just fish.
Yeah, right. It's a blend.
It's a blend of fish.
Oh, no. And he orders the weirdest stuff on the menu and hears me like, spicy tuna, please. Thank you. He's like, you want to try this? Nope. That looks gross.
That place that Bob was telling me about is so good. We went and it's my favorite now.
Hmm.
It's I don't know, man. The food is, it's really good, but it's real fresh.
Yeah,
it's really a lot of times like I don't know why, but like sometimes Japanese and Chinese places they're kind of dingy.
Well, I find usually it's the Chinese places are a little dingier because I think the American style Chinese food is all about being cheap and quick and convenient.
Yeah,
and sadly, when you do find a good Chinese restaurant, like a place that is legit and they're going to take their time and use the fresh stuff, it's going to be expensive and it's going to take a long time. But oh my gosh, it just makes you never want to go back to the cheap places again.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry for shrimp and broccoli right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of in there.
I mean, I could do that too. I had a couple spring rolls.
Yeah.
And the fried wontons. I don't even know where they are. It's just basically pieces of fried stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want the bag that comes with like the little
y'all gotta
thing.
Stop talking about
food.
That's
good.
Like the that's like the Long John Silver bits.
Yes.
The little fried bits that they have.
That's what I want.
Can I get extra crunchy things?
Yes.
Those little extra crunchy things are the best.
So are they really, and speaking of little bits and things like that, is it true that they're now selling Cheetos crumbs for people to add to things?
I don't know if they're selling them by themselves, but I know they're adding Cheetos crumbs to things.
That's smart.
Like popcorn, you can get it dredged in Cheetos dust.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean,
I have not heard any of this.
Well, think about it. Like, you get Smart Food popcorn, which is white cheddar. Right?
Yeah.
And so now, no, somebody just came up with a brilliant idea to crush up Cheetos and put it in popcorn. Kind of down with that. And
man, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, I mean, I just love the idea of Cheetos dust. Like, I would make mac and cheese bites.
You could
with
do
that.
That with all kinds of things, I'm thinking. Like, you could take some Takis, which, by the way, if you don't love Takis, you
are. I have
are
no idea what a Taki is.
What?
Ooh, Takis.
It's like
great.
A kind of like a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
It's like a rolled up Flamin' Hot Dorito.
Yes.
Is the best way to explain it. But, oh, my gosh, yeah, you got to try that.
There's all kinds of recipes online. Cheetos chicken, where you fry the... In
Cheeto dust?
Yeah.
Flaming hot corn on the cob.
I need this. I need all of this.
Oh, I can't wait for grilling season, yes. That would be amazing.
When are we done with this diet?
you guys ever, use... what's the other... What's the cereal I'm trying to think of? Cornflakes. Like cornflakes to bread chicken. It's pretty good, too.
Yeah, they've said that that's because it has a little bit of hint of sweet.
Uh-huh.
Is that why it's...
I guess. Yeah. I've done it once before. I'm not a very... I don't fry things very well.
Yeah.
I don't think I get it the oil hot enough. Yeah.
Well, that's why you get it one of those air fryers.
Yeah, everyone now know has one, loves their air fryer.
We have ours. I can't use it right now because of the diet. Because it can have fried stuff. I'm very bummed.
But there's no oil in it.
Yeah, but it's still fried. You want to have that. You want to have a crust on it, you know? I mean, that's the point of frying things. The batter is what makes it good.
A friend of mine
good.
Made beef jerky in his air fryer the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Seems like you can do a lot in there.
Yeah, I don't think
maybe I'm not using it correctly. Maybe I need to get online and
I mean, QVC has plenty of instructional videos.
Yes.
Every time I turn around, QVC is selling me an air fryer.
Are you, remember, it used to be the...
George Foreman grill?
Well, it was a George Foreman grill, and then it morphed into that pressure cooker thing. The, what's it called? The, it's like a modern-day pressure cooker.
Pot. The
Instapot.
Instapot, yeah.
Yeah, turn into that, and now it's the air fryer. Yep. And soon it'll be something else.
Yeah, all the gadgets.
Yeah. I tell you, what's y'all's most used gadget in the kitchen?
The refrigerator?
No.
The coffee pot?
I appreciate that you think I cook.
gadget, as far as I don't have any gadgets.
Do you know what I have? This isn't even a gadget, but this is, I'm telling you, it was life-changing for me. I have...
those little things to hold corn?
No, I do have those, but it's a half circle, and it's a pizza slicer, and it rocks through your pizza.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to cut... pizza, like if you make, you know, like take and bake pizza or something at home, and it just rocks through your pizza, and it's plastic, so it's no sharp edges, but man, it cuts right through the cheese and the dough, and that thing, I think I got it $4 for the grocery store. It has moved through like four houses with me, because I will not give it up. It is the greatest invention.
Wow.
I would have to say I love the little toaster oven. It's a toaster convection oven.
We have one of those.
Yeah.
Those are great
I
to warm.
I never use it. I don't think I've ever even put anything into it.
Oh, man.
I'm not a toast person.
You know what I like?
It'll bake and all that.
I know it'll do all kinds of other stuff. I'm just saying,
I love those for bagels because I always, whenever you get a split bagel, it's always one side is so much smaller and you know the other one's just going to get stuck in your toaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I've decided to start making bagels in there.
Yeah.
So much easier, which I know is... nothing more than me toasting a bagel, but it really is.
It's really good.
You can do so much in it.
I have an Instapot. I also have a sous vide unit that I haven't used in a while.
Oh.
I kind of
that's great for doing steaks, though.
Yeah, and I even went to the point where I have I made a large container that would hold like 30 steaks in it and cook them all at once if I wanted to through a sous vide. It takes a while to heat the water up.
Is that something? Do you like put the steak in a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Okay. Friends of mine did that the other night for dinner. They had their little steak, and they posted it on Facebook. They don't live here. And they had like a little patty of butter that had seasoning and stuff in it. But it took the better part of an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah.
It's not quick.
I thought it takes even longer than that, because my brother said he does it for like 5 or 6 hours.
Well, you can do them at different times. And there becomes a time where it's not as – it doesn't matter. I did a steak for almost 30 hours once.
Oh.
Just to see if it would be like really great. And it
was super tender.
It was not really much. It wasn't any better than if I cooked it 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
And his trick is he puts it, my brother does, he'll cook it in the sous vide to get the interior temperature where he wants it. And then he pulls it out and just throws it on an incredibly hot stove for just a couple seconds to sear the outside and give you that little flavor, you know? And he says it's the best steak ever, and I've yet to try one, so I don't know.
I don't know that's the best steak ever. They're pretty good. I watched this video, and it did. They researched all the ways to cook steak, and there was like 60 or 70 ways that they did it. All kind of, some of them were kind of funny and weird, but they decided that the best way for taste and texture and all that is to take your you do a reverse sear.
So what is that?
That's where you cook it in the oven for whatever the time is, kind of a and then you take it out and then sear it, similar to sous vide.
Okay,
but instead of sous vide, they do it in the oven.
I just looked up his Instagram, and that's exactly what he did. They did a sous vide immersion, and then they put it in the cast iron.
Yeah, so, everything that you sous vide, you sear after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time. Some people do it the other way.
But you can do it with the oven, though. So that's actually kind of promising, because I don't have a sous vide, and that'd be a cool way to do it.
But it is, but you're not doing that. You're not doing the same thing. Sous vide and cooking in the oven are not the same thing.
Right.
But they're just saying that the cooking in the oven, they said, was better than sous vide. Cooking in the oven and then searing after was better.
Okay.
But
I will try that.
It's, you know, sous vide, it's, you know, it's a Frenchy kind of thing. What I like about it is that you can't really ruin it. Because once you set that temperature of what you want, because you have a guide. How do you like your meat? Do you like it to look like this, 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 or this?
Rare.
And you
rare.
Say, I like it, Bubba likes it rare. Uh-huh. So that's like at, you know, 102 or whatever. And then you put it in the bag with some seasonings or whatever, trying to get as much air out, like a Ziploc bag.
That's what they used.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. That's fine. Like a freezer bag, and you stick it in the water, and it'll cook it. Like he could cook it for an hour, or he could like forget it and keep it in there for 3 hours or 5 hours. It's not gonna keep cooking it. And then you turn it off, and he could keep it in that water, and it'll just stay warm. It won't keep cooking.
Well, that's kind of crazy.
And then sears it, or you don't have to, but it looks better, tastes better. I think.
Yeah.
But it is kind of a neat thing. To me, smoking is the best. That was my – I'd always wanted to get into smoking meat.
I'm going to vape mine.
And I've getting into now doing jerky. I've done beef short ribs, briskets. I've done probably 15 briskets. Did you ever eat that brisket?
No, it's still in the – it's actually tonight is when it's going to get eaten.
Tonight's brisket night?
No, it's tomorrow. I had to think about it. It's after Frankie's basketball game. So,
but you know, you get in to me. There's so much that goes into food preparation, and sometimes I like to cook it more than eat it.
Yeah,
I love cooking so much.
Well, like I'm fascinated by I watch so much Food Network, and most of it is stuff I would never eat. But I love guys' grocery games. And watching people throw things together in a time limit. And I entered a cooking contest once. And we came in second. And it was a burger cook-off. And, I don't even eat burgers.
Yeah.
But I was just convinced. I'm like, no, I've watched enough. I can make a great burger.
You can. What'd you do to it?
I cooked it and I had the thermometer in, so I knew exactly when it hit medium rare. Mm-hmm. And then I had buffalo chicken dip that we put on top of it. I had some blue cheese. Lettuce, tomato. I didn't do onions. I brushed the bun with some butter and got it on the grill, little char on there. And then, as a side, because you always need the juxtaposition of flavors and textures, mm-hmm. I grilled watermelon. Because it was so heavy. And that way you had this unique, fresh, and yet grilled
piece of
fruit next to it. That's great. And we came in second, and I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah.
Because I think we should have won.
Sounds like really good.
I tried, man. I gave it my best shot.
I like to take bacon and onion and all that kind of stuff, cook it ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then crumble the bacon up and get the onions so that, because I don't like real crunchy onions. I like them cooked. And then take all of that with the butter and the onions where you and the oil and all that kind of stuff, and then add it all into your ground meat and mix that all up, mm-hmm. and then add all your seasonings or sauces, whatever you're going to put in the meat. Maybe a little olive oil, and it keeps the meat kind of moist when it comes off.
The other thing I did when we were making the burger patties, the one thing I learned from Food Network is you always have to season. So I was very liberal with the salt.
Yes.
And, you know, when you...
Pepper's really big for meat as well.
Yep, I know I use that, but I was there with the salt, and the guys I was grilling with were like, you're putting in too much. I'm like, nope. Guy Fieri would tell me that I'm doing just fine.
Why are we still here? Why are we not eating?
We're on a diet, and we're going to talk about
it. I'm leaving here going to the butcher shop, no joke.
This is so to get pork great. Belly. I mean, I'm just sitting here listening to you guys go off on all this, and I'm like, I'm ready to eat.
Oh, my God. My buds are like, hey, man, are you coming to watch the game on Sunday? I'm like, yeah.
They only want you for your meat?
Yeah. Of course.
Now, are you doing a brisket? Want your meat? I'm like, a full prime, full packer, the legit full thing is, dude, it takes 18 hours. To cook.
It's so funny because people invite me over and ask if I'll make Rice Krispie treats. And I'm like, ugh, that whole 23 minutes out of my day to make Rice Krispie treats is
Well, they don't realize that you have to get it because then you have to trim it. You've got to trim. You can't just buy a brisket and then just throw it on and cook it.
No, it's like a whole, I think it's over a day for you, isn't it, between preparation?
I could never do it because... Yeah. I don't have the patience to sit there and just, if I can't cook it and be done within 20 minutes from beginning to end, then I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to order a pizza.
Yeah.
It's way easier. I don't want to spend that much time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I know that's like your happy place.
Yeah.
Problem is, if I'm in the kitchen, I'm eating.
The sucky thing is when you spend 15 to 18 hours on something and then you screw it up.
How do you screw it up?
Overcooking it. Briskets are easy. You can easily overcook a brisket because you have to probe. So I have three probes that'll go into a brisket when I've already wrapped it and I'm watching it to make sure it gets into that certain zone. And then you have to pull it, keep it, wrap it again, and then let it sit for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So if you have your probes are wrong, I have one probe that I've learned is way 20 degrees off.
Oh.
And
get
so
a new probe.
I went to, well, it's built in, so I can't really. So, but it has two of them, and then I have a secondary one, a third one that I bought that's on its own, which is probably the best.
Yeah.
And then I have I carry it with me around the house. I can, or not around, but I can see it.
But also, Bluetooth. It's not cheap. Like if your brisket gets ruined, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That They're you're
very,
out.
Very expensive.
Phew.
It's expensive, and it's gotten worse.
Here I am buying cereal on sale.
Well, if you ate meat, I would make you brisket.
No, but like I did, like when my friends are like, oh, you know, make your Rice Krispie treats, but you know, also do those, like when you do the weird cereals or something. And honestly, how I decide what I'm going to do is like which one is BOGO that week.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, here's the thing. I haven't bought, to be honest, and this is going to be, you know, a little insight. I don't buy the name brand cereal. They have the knockoff. Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. My kids love that. They're fine with it. Why would I spend the extra $2.50 for a smaller box of the same thing?
Do you know, for a long time, I mean, a good probably 4-year chunk, I was buying the generic Rice Krispies because they had started fortifying the name brand. They were supposed to be giving you more minerals or something, and it made the cereal harder. And it actually, like not a pleasant crunch. Like, and so I was like, ooh.
So like whenever you did the...
like you would bite down on it. It's like, is that a rock? Nope, that's just your Rice Krispies. And so I started buying the generic because it was literally nothing but just puffed rice. They didn't put any healthy stuff in there for you.
Wow.
And yeah, like 4 years I just went buying the generics.
So did they go back to the old recipe
or
something?
I think so because I haven't had
Rice Krispie
issues.
Classic?
Right.
We're so poor. I mean, we used to get the bags of cereal. Remember that?
Yes.
And now they have like they make them to where that you can reseal them with the little built in.
We had to use bread ties.
Shoot, ours was you'd open it and then they got trying. They don't sit right and they pour out and
they bloat in the bottom of the box. So it's like all this.
No,
weird
ours
shapes.
Is just a bag.
We just
a bag.
We did the bag first too. We would open up the bag and then mom would pour it into a Kool-Aid pitcher.
Oh, see, that's smart.
And then that way you could pour your cereal that way. With it had a big spout on it and it would pour out nice and easy.
We were poor and dumb. We didn't do that.
That is a life pro tip right there.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Well, they now have all the resealable deals. I don't have the cereal in the boxes on the counter because I don't want my kids having their friends over going, oh, you don't even get the good name brand Lucky Charms. So I have them in these little clear things. Yeah. You know,
and they're exactly the same.
It's the same.
Totally. You can't,
totally the same.
Dude, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the same.
I think they're better sometimes. I don't know.
Fruit Loops are good, too.
I got to go. I got to pick up medicine.
And
then go get pork belly and a brisket.
Sounds good. Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring the podcast. As always, we love you at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And we're done. Bye.
This was
Bye.
The podcast.
Okay. See, I was just like, yeah, that's about it.
Meh.
No. But anyway.
All right, bye.
Also, if you're listening to the podcast on an actual podcast app or whatever, stick around for the interview at the end with Brian. It's amazing.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Hey, we got a special guest with us this morning in the studio. Brian Wayne is joining us. I ran across Brian online on Twitter. I forget what it was, something that you liked or something. I just happened to kind of, you just kind of start scrolling around.
Where it says who liked what?
Yeah, and you kind of look around some.
Yeah.
And I saw Brian's bio, and it really grabbed me. Brian, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, good to be here.
We're really appreciative. So tell us what happened to you in 2017.
I was diagnosed with ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what we all did the Ice Bucket Challenge for.
Right, yes.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we did that too. I got two sons, and he was sat on the front porch and did it. I had no idea what ALS was.
So wait, you did the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yes.
And which was for ALS awareness,
right.
And you didn't even know what it was at the time.
Not really. It was a viral thing, and everyone's kids were doing it and whatnot. So yeah. I think one of the boys' cousins challenged him. And 3 years later, I find out I have this disease.
I was reading Brian's bio, and Brian, by the way, is a stud. He wrote What If She's an Angel, the Tommy Shane Steiner song.
Oh, yeah.
Went number two. Also has written songs with and for and with Big and Rich and many others. But I got to the sentence that really stopped me in my tracks, Brian, was faced with the possibility of losing my ability to speak or sing, I went in the studio and did my first ever full-length album called While You Wait.
Yes.
Do you feel that you're fighting a time crunch?
It's a terminal disease, and the average lifespan is 2 to 5 years after diagnosis, and I'm coming up on 3 years.
Now, I've seen other people, though, like the Steve Gleasons of the world,
yes,
that have gone much, much longer.
Yes. Well, 10% live beyond 5 years, so 1 in 10 make it past 5, but on average, like half the people who were diagnosed when I was have already passed.
Oh, wow.
And it's a brutal disease, guys. It takes away your ability to move, eat, talk, and ultimately breathe. As you can tell, my voice is getting pretty shaky, and I can no longer walk, and I'm starting to lose the use of my hands. It's just wicked.
I wanted to share your music. And I talked to Bubba. Texted Bubba.
He texted me. He goes,
day.
Look at this.
I go, dude, we've got to get this guy in the studio. Got to get his music heard.
Going back to your original, reading in the bio, I knew this disease would eventually take my voice, like Steve Gleason can no longer talk.
Right.
and I've been right here for 25 years, but I've been behind the scenes guy.
Yeah.
I never really liked doing writer's nights or performing. I sung some of my demos over the years. But when I knew it would take my voice, I said, I got to make a record.
Man.
I got to get my voice
yes.
on songs yes. I've written so my sons
mm-hmm.
and my wife
Come
and
on.
Friends and family can still hear me.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not here anymore. It took on a whole new life. You know, when you're in the business and people hear your story, you know, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a legacy thing, but it kind of is.
Well, it is because yeah. I understand you're a songwriter.
Yeah.
It's not it's the same way with us. We're people who deal in intellectual property. We don't build buildings. We don't build monuments. There's nothing,
right.
you know, when we're done working, that's pretty much it. Once it's off right. the air, whether it's a song or a poem or whatever it is, it just goes away.
And we believe that, Brian, your music should get heard, man.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
I
think they're pretty good. You know, I have 8 songwriters of the year and or Grammy nominees
oh.
as co-writers
nice.
On the record. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear what you got pulled up there, Bob.
Let's go with, there we go, Closer to Heaven.
Yeah. This is Brian Wayne. In the studio with us from the album While You Wait.
I was just a kid and I was scared to death. Dad was holding my hand, I was holding my breath. We were on a plane to Denver. It was my first time. It's like he knew what I was thinking. He said, son, we'll be all right, 'cause we're closer to heaven than we've ever been. High above the clouds, floating on the wind. There's nothing more beautiful than what you're about to see. We're closer to heaven.
This is so good, man.
Dude, Brian.
Hey.
Nice.
I looked out the window from 40,000 feet. Swore that I saw angels underneath the wings. And as I watched that sunset melt across the sky, lost in all its wonder, I said that you were right. We're closer to heaven than we've ever been. High above the clouds, floating on the wind. There's nothing more beautiful as far as I can see. We're closer to heaven.
So your music is available not only on all the streaming services, but also on your website?
Yeah, if you want an old school CD, we sell them on our website, BrianWayneMusic.com.
Brian Wayne, again, that's B-R-Y-A-N, yeah. BrianWayneMusic.com.
Yeah.
This is really good, man. And
thank you.
You're right, it is. That's that legacy you're leaving for your family. You know, these are songs that you put pen to paper to,
right?
But it would have been somebody else singing these songs.
Yes. You know, I did a version, my own version of Was She's an Angel to close out the record.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, you know, still hoping someone will cut these songs, because as we all know, I'm, you know, that's where the bigger royalties are.
Right.
But I think I stand up as an artist, too. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
For sure, man.
The one you never give your money to. You can't sit there with your window rolled up, wondering when the light's gonna turn green, never knowing what a couple more bucks in his pocket might mean.
What if he's an angel sent here from heaven and he's making sure that you
I like this better than Tommy Shane Steiner's version.
Thank you.
I mean, there's something about whenever somebody sings a song they wrote. It's better. I love this album, man.
I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't say, but you're an amazing singer. But when did you record this? Was this?
It was about, the record came out a little over a year ago, and we were doing the studio stuff. I literally hit the studio a week after I was officially diagnosed. Mm-hmm. You know, I had known for 3 or 4 months that I probably had it. Mm-hmm. So me and 3 or 4 of my buddies said, we got to make a record.
So you were up against the clock at that point. You're like, I have to put these down while I can still sing, while I still have my voice.
So Big Kenny, our good buds, and we recorded the first half of the record as home studio.
Nice.
And then we finished up at Starstruck. And then I did most of the vocals with Dave Brainerd.
Again, you're
Brian
dropping
Cole.
Names that are pretty awesome. I mean, you're talking about Big Kenny from Big and Rich and Starstruck being Reba McEntire's studio.
Yeah, you know, I've had a good career.
Yeah.
So I've been blessed to know a whole lot of people that can, that help me make this a reality.
You know, you had a great career as a songwriter, and that was your thing, and you didn't have any real need to go make a whole record.
No.
And all of a sudden, you had to make one in a hurry.
I like being able to go into Target and have no one know who I am. But I had to do it. You know,
we're glad you did, man. It's just such a, you captured what you sounded like. You know, you captured your whole thing, and
it's locked in forever now.
I can't tell you how glad I am that you came in. The album is called While You Wait. It's Brian Wayne. It's Bryan. Do yourself a favor. Go get the songs. Go get the album. Go to his website. Get the story. And also, if you're looking for information on ALS and you want to help, you can go to several different websites. The official one is ALSA.org, the ALS Association. And you can get information, facts, symptoms, diagnosis. And also, Brian, man, we're just praying for you. And
thank you.
You are a rock star.
This is so inspirational. You just, you know, you took a terrible thing and looked it in the face and said, you know.
Well, I have 2 more Facebook pages. One's called Find the Good Stuff, and the other's called What's Your Omelet? And Find the Good Stuff, I literally post anything I find that's positive.
Yeah.
Because,
so you find the good stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a horrible disease, and I could be negative and bitter, or I could turn it into a positive. I'm big advocate for ALS. I'm on the board of IAMALS.org, and I know I have a platform and quote unquote a voice. And I'm trying to raise awareness where, you know, I have opportunities that not everyone has.
Right. Brian, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in, man.
Yeah.
A great story, and you are really super talented. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Brian Wayne Music, Bryan, BryanWayneMusic.com.